Now D-U-Z Duz brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash.
Mrs. Thomas didn't.
She didn't, but now she does.
Yes, now she does use Duz.
Now she knows that Duz, D-U-Z, is best.
That Duz does everything.
Here's what Mrs. Thomas used to say when she sorted out her big wash. First, she'd fuss at Pa.
Does everybody get work clothes so greasy?
Then she'd lecture her daughter.
Don't blame me if your rayon slips look so washed out.
Then she'd scold Junior.
But you always get my towel so black. Oh, this wash is a nightmare.
Ah, and then this lady who didn't became a lady who does. She found Duz does best. You see, she discovered this new kind of soap really does everything in the wash. For towels, Duz gives you unsurpassed whiteness. For work clothes, unbeaten cleaning power. And for nice colors, extra safety. Now, wash days go dozing along for Mrs. Thomas.
I does those work clothes, and they come out spanking clean without a smitch of hard scrubbing.
No soap gets clothes clean easier than Duz.
I does my towels, and they're the whitest white I ever saw.
No soap washes whiter than Duz.
I does my rayon blouses and undies. The colors look so pretty and bright.
Sure, they'll last longer with Duz because it's safer for colors. This new kind of soap does everything. It's best. And that's been proved by actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps. Duz beat them all with its wonderful combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does, not a lady who didn't. You'll find Duz does best. Duz does everything. Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. It's early morning in Lastonbury, and Molly is busy with her household chores at the moment. Mike isn't down for breakfast yet. Ever since Molly called Mike at work yesterday to tell him there was a special delivery letter from Elsie and learned that Mike was with Mr. Reynolds, Molly's curiosity about that has grown. But since Mike didn't say anything about it, Molly won't. Actually, however, Mr. Reynolds had called Mike into the house just for a chat. As it turned out, it was less a chat than a monologue on Mike's part. The two men began talking about women, generally, and with only a remark here and there from Mr. Reynolds. Mike found himself talking about meddlesome women. Mr. Reynolds seemed interested, very interested, in the subject of meddlesome women, particularly after a call from Elizabeth Neal. Well, that was yesterday. Right now, Molly is talking to David. Listen.
David, dear.
Yeah?
If you want me to press you or throw buses on you for tonight, I will.
What, Molly, darling?
I said if you're going to the meeting tonight and you want me to press you or put buses on you, I will after breakfast.
Molly?
Yeah?
What suit should I wear? My blue suit or my pepper and salt?
Your pepper and salt, now?
Then I don't have to be pressed. I'm not wrinkled.
And buttons?
I got all my buttons.
All right. Sit down. How did you sleep, David?
I couldn't close an eye, Nat.
Why?
Because I was dreaming the whole night.
So if you dream, you don't sleep?
Dreaming?
No.
Sleeping is resting. And when you dream, do you rest?
What were you dreaming?
It's better I shouldn't tell you.
Why?
Because.
About me you were dreaming?
I don't want to talk about it.
You dreamt I died?
The dying was nothing. It's the way you died.
How?
I don't want to talk about it, Molly.
I got run over.
Oh, please.
Mr. Reynolds killed me.
Not once.
Oy, how can you be killed more than once?
He who lives more lives than one, more deaths than one, must die.
How many lives do I live, David?
Everybody's, no?
So tell me.
You had four heads on your shoulder.
Oh, four? And Mr. Reynolds chopped them off?
Oh, shush, Molly, please, don't talk. Every time he chopped one head off, Another one grew.
Oh, so what does that mean, David, darling? It means you can't kill a good woman, not. Good morning, Walter. So David dreamt that I had four hairs. And Mr. Reynolds chopped off all the four heads. And one head was chopped off another. So maybe all the four heads was my face, David. Huh?
Foolish.
Huh? Sit, darling. I'll stir your breakfast.
Stir me also, Molly.
Is Mike awakened yet?
I don't know, Mark.
I'm a day of reserve.
No, not yet.
So let the child sleep.
Did Mike go to the post office last night?
Mm-hmm.
Important news?
Important. Not so special important. Only Mike sent Elsie a telegram that he had the job, and Elsie was impatient to know what kind of a job and with whom and doing what. So she wrote him a special delivery. Sit, Rosie, darling, and I'll fix your breakfast. David, darling, sit.
If you'll put me on the table, I'll sit.
I'm putting you this second on the table.
All right.
My sporty barking?
It's Mr. Fernandez.
Yeah? So what is he passing by the house? Look at that, he's going in the barn. The second morning already, he comes and he goes directly into the barn.
What else should he do, Molly? He comes to milk the cows, not to...
Heretofore, he used to come and say good morning and swallow a cup.
And since when didn't he swallow a cup?
Since Mike took a job with Mr. Reynolds.
What about Mike and Mr. Reynolds?
Good morning.
Morning, Mike.
Morning, Mike.
What about Mike and Mr. Reynolds?
Nothing, Mike. We were just mentioning. Sit, Mike, darling. I'll fix your breakfast.
Yeah, only that Mr. Fernandez is in the barn. And he used to always come in and swallow a cup of coffee.
All right, David.
Well, what am I saying? Is it a secret?
What about Fernandez?
Nothing, Mike. You remember when you asked Mr. Fernandez for a job on Mr. Reynolds' place and he said he didn't want anybody he knew to be working there? It was enough that he was working there?
Yeah. Well, it's awful funny that Mr. Fernandez is still waiting for Mr. Reynolds and has been for a long time. As far as I can tell, the only thing he's got against Reynolds is that he's going to marry his daughter. If Fernandez didn't like the idea, why didn't he pick up and leave Lastonbury?
Well, not so easy, darling. Maybe he couldn't. Rosalie... Time for Amadeus to get up.
Every time you want to discuss Elizabeth Neal, you ask me to leave the room.
Rosalie, did you write Elizabeth Neal's name past my lips, please? Time for Amadeus to be awakened, Rosalie.
All right,
please.
What about Elizabeth Neal, Mrs. Goldbite?
Nothing, Mike.
She's just a meddlesome woman. I'll have a piece of that toast, Grandpa.
Sure. Here, Mike. How do you know that Elizabeth Neal is a meddlesome woman, Mike?
Grandpa, how smart do you have to be to know when she's looking for trouble? She's even trying to get you mixed up in this, Mrs. Goldberg, just because you're being asked to run for councilwoman. If she's got something against Mr. Reynolds, why doesn't she come right out in the open and tell what she knows? Now, for that matter, why don't the old man spill what he knows? I'll have another piece of toast, please.
Toast, Dave?
Yeah, here, Mike.
So you think, Mike, the only thing they have against Mr. Reynolds is...
Were you ever jealous of a man, Mrs. Goldberg?
Jealous?
Yeah. Did anybody ever jilt you?
Me?
You don't even know the meaning of the word, huh? A woman can get awful troublesome when she's been passed up for a younger dame. Mm-mm. Oh, boy. There's no fury like the fury of a spawned woman. I once knew a guy that was tied up with a girl by the name of Hannah. She nearly drove him crazy. It was just about the time everybody was reading the American Tragedy. You know, where the guy takes the dame out in a rowboat. Well, that's what he did.
But?
He told her it was either him or her. They both loved life, and he decided it was easier to live without love. And he went home to Kansas and married a jockey, and that was the end of Hannah. I'll take another piece of toast.
Toast. Michael, you like Mr. Reynolds, Mike?
Yeah.
You like Mr. Reynolds, Mike?
I don't see nothing wrong with him yet. Maybe he's got some of the weaknesses of flesh as air, too, but that's the way of all flesh, ain't it?
Well, I suppose. Michael.
Yeah?
Maybe Mr. Fernandez is mad because you're working directly for Mr. Reynolds and not for Mr. Fernandez.
Who says I'm working directly for Mr. Reynolds? Ha! He knows less about gardening and farming than I do. I work under Fernandez. I'm his assistant.
Oh, I thought only maybe that...
Mrs. Goldberg thought only maybe.
Oh. You mean because I was in with Mr. Reynolds when you called yesterday about Elsie's special delivery?
No, I only saw...
That's all, Mike.
Not at all. Just a social chat. We were having 4 o'clock tea together.
Tea?
Together? You with Mr. Randall?
I was only kidding, Grandpa. It was a social visit, no tea. But it was a social visit. He likes talking to a man in the world. That's me. He asked me to forget he was my boss.
Well, that's wonderful, Michael.
Sure, very wonderful. To be so social with your boss. Tell me, Michael, what was the social chatter about?
Well, what do you think two bachelors talk about when they're alone?
I don't know. What?
Women, of course.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Just women, Michael, or any particular women?
No, just women. Just women in general. Oh. That's all. You want to know something, Mrs. Colbert?
Yeah.
Mr. Reynolds is a smart cookie.
He's a whole cake, not a cookie.
You bet. Smart as they come. Quite sharp as a razor's edge. When he goes fishing, he knows just how to bait his line for each fish.
So?
Did you bite the bait, Mike?
No, sirree. I didn't even nibble, Grandpa.
Should I call Mr. Fernandez then?
Sure, call him in. Let's hear what he's got on his mind.
Excuse me.
More toast, Mike?
Thanks.
There's a draft, Molly. Please, close the door.
Is he coming in?
I think so. Michael.
Yeah.
Hey, don't give Mike instructions, Molly.
I'm not giving. Why am I giving? I didn't say anything. Oh, come in, Mr. Fernandez.
Hey, what are you sore about, Fernandez? I needed a job, so I took one. After all, I got nothing against Mr. Reynolds. Teresa's your daughter. She ain't mine.
Michael.
That's all right, Mike. Maybe it's good you work for Mr. Reynolds. Maybe you'll see the things I can't talk about.
Why not?
Why not, Mr. Fernandez?
Sure, why not?
You know, the other evening I strolled over to our neighbor's house, and there in the kitchen I found 12-year-old Bill doing the dishes. Well, Bill was kind of embarrassed.
Hello, Mr. Collier.
Hi, Bill. They got you working tonight, huh?
Yeah, I got stuck.
Well, I see you does your dishes.
Oh, Mom always uses does. She listens to you on the radio.
Oh, then she'd heard me say does is best. It does everything in your wash and in the dishpan, too.
Well, it makes suds like everything. Look at them.
Sure, it does make suds that stand up till the last dish is done. You notice how they bounce up the second you add the water?
Yeah.
Those suds last, too. You don't have to keep adding soap.
You're telling me.
And talk about fast action on grease. Say, Dove is a swifty. There's no hard scouring.
Nope.
And yet with all that, Dove gives you extra kindness to your hands.
Sissy stuff.
But the ladies like it. Dove leaves their hands feeling wonderfully smooth.
Look, Mr. Collier, you don't have to sell me on your soap. When I have to do dishes, I does them.
Attaboy. Dove does best. In the dishpan, too. Does everything. Well, that's the second time Candido Fernandez has been on the verge of saying something about Mr. Reynolds. And it's also the second time the old gardener suddenly decided not to. What is it he knows? Does it have any connection with what Elizabeth Neal knows about Reynolds? Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for Procter & Gamble, the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.